It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An effort by Democratic lawmakers to end some tax breaks in order to raise money for education does not have the support of Governor Jared Polis. Some say most of the tax breaks currently benefit the wealthy. Backers say Colorado could bring in more than $275 million extra dollars a year if the bill passes. But at a press conference Thursday, Polis made it clear he is not interested in signing it.
I don't yet see a route for how that tax bill could become law. There would obviously need to be a negotiation with us. There hasn't been in the last few days. We remain open to the conversation, the negotiation, but I don't currently see a pathway for that bill into law.
The business community has come out strongly against the bill. It says the tax breaks are important to companies' ability to recover from the coronavirus recession. Officials in Colorado Springs are considering creating a police accountability committee following protests against racism and police violence. The city has been exploring the idea. Earlier this year, it sent representatives to a conference on police accountability and transparency.
Let's see what we can do to get something going soon. Community is demanding it. We want it. Everybody wants it. And so let's see what we can do to make this work.
That's City Council President Richard Scorman. There were protests again in Colorado Springs last night, with demonstrators speaking out against incidents that have happened in Colorado Springs. Colorado oil and gas regulators have adopted new rules they say will better protect groundwater around drilling sites. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will now require new wells to have even more metal casing and cement. Additional testing will require that all of the state's 52,000 wells be pressure tested at least once a year to make sure they're not leaking. The state's weather forecast has mostly sunny skies today and into the weekend. This is CPR News.